Hi, this is Keela. Welcome to my podcast. To my cousins in Philippines, Sia and Vaya, I am very excited that you guys are now listening to my story time. Today I'm going to read The Bear Who Would Not Share by Oakley Graham and Lizzie Walkley. Bear had spent the whole morning baking cupcakes and had covered them in yummy frosting. They looked and smelled amazing. Bear was admiring his cupcakes when there was a loud knock on his front door. "Hello," Bear said, "Owl. I was flying by and I couldn't help but notice the delicious smell coming from your house. I don't suppose that you would share one of your yummy cupcakes covered in frosting with me?" said Owl, as he peered at the cupcakes in the kitchen. "No," said Bear. As Bear started to clear up the mess that he had made while baking, there was a second knock on his front door. "That's strange," said Bear. "I don't usually have many visitors." Bear opened the door and was surprised to see Fox. "Hello, Bear," said Fox. "I was walking by and I couldn't help but notice the delicious smell coming from your house. I don't suppose that you would share one of your yummy cupcakes covered in frosting with me?" said Fox as she stared at the cupcakes in the kitchen. "No," said Bear, as he's trying to close the door. Bear went back to cleaning the kitchen and had almost finished when he heard the sound of knocking on his front door again. "Hello, Bear," said Rabbit. "I was hopping by and I couldn't help but notice the delicious smell coming from your house. I don't suppose that you would share one of your yummy cupcakes covered in frosting with me?" said Rabbit as he admired the cupcakes on display. "No," said Bear. News of Bear's yummy cupcakes covered in frosting quickly spread throughout the neighborhood, and many of Bear's friends came to visit him. "No, no, no! Knock, knock, no! No, no, no!" After a busy morning of baking, Bear was feeling very tired. He stopped to admire his cupcakes once more. Then he went to take a nap. When Bear woke up from his nap, he was very hungry indeed. He could not wait to eat one of his yummy cupcakes covered in frosting. But when he got downstairs, Bear could not believe his eyes. The yummy cupcakes were gone. Dun, dun, dun! Bear raced outside. "Rabbit, have you seen one of my yummy cupcakes covered in frosting?" "No." "Fox, have you seen one of my yummy cupcakes covered in frosting?" "No." "Owl, have you seen one of my yummy cupcakes covered in frosting?" "No." Then Bear saw his little cub, Bear. Little Bear, I meant, not Bear. Holding one of his yummy cupcakes covered in frosting. Little Bear had seen the cupcakes and had decided to share them with friends. Although Little Bear should have asked if he could share the cupcakes. Bear could not be angry with him. Seeing all the happy faces covered in frosting, Bear realized that it was good to share. I don't suppose that you would share some yummy cupcake covered in frosting with me, said Bear, as he admired the last cupcake Little Bear was holding. Yes, Little Bear replied. The end. I hope you like my podcast.